Hello everyone, it's Richard Lewis here again with another video. And I haven't done one of these for a while. I've been incredibly busy, as I'm sure you guys know. Been doing the TV series, bunch of other work that comes with that. So I've kind of been taking a bit of a hiatus from doing any reporting. But this is something I really should have done a while ago. And I'm going to talk about Denial Esports on this video. And I got to say as well, just the general issue we have in esports, which is this sort of code of silence. It's like cheap toilet paper, you know? It doesn't actually clean up any of the shit. It just pushes it around. And that's what's been going on with Denial Esports for a while. This is an organization that I've looked into for going back, I don't even know. But earlier in the year, there was talk about people not getting paid and their salaries not coming in on time and broken promises. And obviously players come to me, or if players have gone to other players, they might tell me something. And I was looking into this and it was just abundantly clear that something wasn't right. So I'm going to just refresh your memory in case you haven't been following this story, because Denial, it's not just a CS team. They're trying to play being one of the big boys. They're trying to be a multi-gaming organization. So this is a report over at Slingshot. By the way, you will see here that they're running a sort of patronage kind of scheme. If you can, you should definitely support that. Slingshot's one of the few websites left in esports doing investigative reporting and kind of championing people. And you can see here, this is right at the start of September. Denial Esports staff walks out as organization allegedly owes money to H1Z1 and CSGO teams. And it says here, members of the Denial Esports staff plan to leave the organization Friday amid growing frustrations surrounding Denial's alleged inability to pay players and staff. Nicholas Karma Primus Haley, Denial's head of media, already posted his goodbye via Twitlonger, and it comes only 9 days after announcing he inherited the position. Karma, General Manager Thomas Hajduk, and the organization's Editor-in-Chief John Moreau-Ryu have all left or plan to leave the organization. So they were hemorrhaging staff. Well, why? Turns out the H1Z1 team put it out there saying that they've got $22,700 in outstanding salary and tournament prize winnings. And you can see the quote here. As a team, we discussed that our primary goal is to continue in the H1Z1 and PUBG professional scenes, but we need to be fairly compensated so that we can devote the time and effort required to play at a competitive level. Denial's H1Z1 team participated in the Fight for the Crown contest that aired on the CWTV network. Karma told Slingshot the winnings were sent to the organization directly and have not been given to players. And you can see here that the CEO, Robbie Rinalda, remember that name, we're going to be talking about him over the course of this video, said Denial hadn't breached the contracts with the H1Z1 players and that $10,000 of the money owed isn't even due until September 10th. He also blamed banking problems for the players not receiving the money for the Fight for the Crown payment. And he says, "Hey, I told the team we had transfer issues with the payout that our bank has completely dropped the ball on. And if it was not rectified this week, we would be fronting the money until we are able to get those issues sorted." Now, this is September the 1st this report was put out. And you can see here, there's an estimated $40,000 to $60,000 owed to the Counter-Strike team as well, which is very much in my court, isn't it? And there's also other talk that perhaps other players haven't been paid. You know, Chris Tatarian, who I know from E-League, came and competed in our Street Fighter season. Wonderful chap. You know, has he been paid? Probably too nice a guy to say anything. So look, this is ridiculous because, you know, look, this isn't just like one team. This is all of the teams. The organization is dysfunctional. And I'm going to tell you something that prior to that report in September, in June, I was approached to do a video and to do a report about players in the organization not getting their money. And I said, yes, I absolutely would. Now, what happened was those players in that team then went back to Denial and said, Richard Lewis is going to do a video on you. And mysteriously, they got paid. It's odd that, isn't it? It's odd that when shit's going to come out in the public, all of a sudden you can find the money and pay the players. And again, keep that in mind. So I was conducting some interviews about this because if there's one thing I cannot abide, one thing I absolutely cannot abide at all, it's when organizations don't pay players because this is the fundamentals. This is the fabric of esports here that we have these professional players who sacrifice whatever they're doing in their lives. It could be school, it could be a job, it could be starting a family. It's something, and they do it for, to pursue the dream and to get compensation for that. They advertise the organization. They try and achieve and attain excellence on behalf of that organization. They rep that brand sponsors. There has to be a quid pro quo. And when organizations pocket the money and make excuses, the whole fucking system breaks down. And this is why it's not acceptable. It's not acceptable for a bigger issue. This hurts the fabric of esports in a, so profoundly in a way that few things do. So I conducted some interviews. And again, I won't name the people I spoke to. Obviously, it's ridiculous. We don't name sources. But let me just tell you that so far, we're still waiting for these statements about where the money is. It's a month later. And this Robbie Ringnalder chap has been teasing that he's going to release a big statement and explain everything. It's never been explained. It's the same old excuses and the same old bullshit. So I looped in with some of the H1Z1 guys, and I'm going to tell you now what they told me, and that is that they have never been paid on time once, not once. And what he does is, they always make the, he always makes the excuse. So if for example, if you're meant to be paid on Friday, he says, oh, we've had a problem, you'll get it Monday. Monday comes around, and then, oh, bloody hell, the bank, and then Friday comes around, so he's always been using these weird buffer periods. And in their contracts, it says he's got 10 days to pay after any net 30. So after 30 days, he's got 10 days to pay, or it's in material breach. So he uses this. Now, understand this clause in the contract isn't this is how payments are supposed to be. It's this is, in the worst case scenario, how we can avoid material breach. That is invalidation of the contract. It still doesn't excuse that you're not paying your players on time. So the players have always been behind. In their best case scenario, they've always been behind by the 30 to 40 day period, always, since they joined the organization. And this is what he means when he's publicly saying, hey, we haven't breached anything. It's disgusting. So on top of that, what I don't believe has come out publicly, I could be wrong, so forgive me if this is true, but in August, because they were so desperate, the H1Z1 squad was so desperate to get their money, they completely just gave up their August paycheck to help with liquidity within the organization. Now, again, no player should ever have to give up a month's salary to facilitate an organization getting its shit together. It's money you're entitled to. It's money you've worked for. It's money you're relying on. It should be coming to you. And they completely waived it. This is another thing Mr. Ringnalda hasn't put out in public. You can say you haven't committed a material breach. Brilliant. But your players have had to forego a month's worth of salary to try and help the organization get its shit together. On top of that, they were still owed half of July's salary, which is about $900 each for the five members. And the $12,000 that they won at Fight for the Crown, they haven't seen a penny of that as of the last time I spoke to them, which was towards the end of September. So it's got to the stage now where the players are having to speak to the tournament organizers and say to them, you cannot pay the money to the organization. Most organizations do it that way. You have one account for the organization, and then it's on the organization to distribute the prize money to players. They're trying to get it resolved so this organization cannot pocket more money, because what they suspect has happened is that this money has literally dropped into a bottomless pit, perhaps an overdrawn bank account, or he's, denial of used it to pay other players or other outstanding debts. And I've seen lots of organizations down the years do this, where you rob Peter to pay Paul and you keep the money circulating, so you're never too much in debt with one person, but at all times you're in debt. So on top of that, the team got incredibly despondent and tried to go over Mr. Rinaldo's head, and weren't able to. They're not able to find any other joy in the higher ups. And I'll tell you why that's important in just a moment, and I'll read you word for word what one of them said. But first, I'm going to also tell you about the CSGO team, because a lot of people have talked about the H1Z1 team. In that report, you saw Rocket League was also outstanding, I believe, by about 2 months' salary. The CSGO team have gone incredibly quiet, and they're in an incredible situation. One of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard. So I interviewed one player who told me personally he was owed $2,000, but that wasn't including the full extent of other amounts that have gone missing. He estimated that he was owed about $4,000 outstanding at the time that I talked to him again at the end of last month. And when I asked, What were the excuses for no payments? He said, we were always told it was a problem with the investors, that money was coming, a new sponsor was coming in, but it never came through. It was always some new bullshit excuse with which the organization couldn't deliver. We were also told, I'm just reading you verbatim here, we were also told multiple times that Robbie, that's obviously Mr. Rinaldo, had gone to the bank to get a loan to pay us what he owed, but that was obviously also just a lie. So I asked if everybody on the roster was owed money, and he said, yeah, there's some people that are owed more, but this is where the issue gets really bad. Because apparently, the team house that they've got is meant to be paid for by the organization. But what the organization have done is they've put player names on like utility bills and everything else. So all of a sudden, the players are having to find money to pay for rent on the house and pay the bills on the house. And they've told me they've had to borrow money. And that they believe that currently they're probably out of pocket to about $50,000 collectively across the board, if you include salary, rent, utilities, and everything else. So they said that the last payment they got was in June, which they believe was out of their own pocket. And that was money that included money that was due from February prior to that. So you can see the kind of cash flow issues that they've got. Now, the fact that he paid out in June also syncs up with what I told you right at the start, you know, that I was looking at this around about June, and I talked to a player and they name dropped me and they got paid. So it looks like he found some money around about that time and paid people. But this situation with the rent is ridiculous. I mean, it's unforgivable. Players are getting themselves into debt for a house that they don't necessarily want to live in, to represent an organization that isn't even fucking paying them on time. You know, enough's enough. So the whole thing's ridiculous. And as I said, this isn't just one squad. This isn't just one team. This is across the board that people aren't getting the money that they're owed. So I was having a look, trying to get a bit more into it. And here's why this idea that the players are being told that they can't go over somebody's head is important. Because they have a co-owner denial. They have a high name, a big name, you know, co-owner. And this is important because If you're like me and you have to use LinkedIn from time to time, fuck knows I don't want to. You'll know this guy. You'll have seen this guy if you're in esports. And this is Stephen A. Crystal is the name. So you can see here, hey, we're here to announce our new co-owner. Now working alongside Robbie Rinalda and Hank Baskett will be Stephen A. Crystal. A little about Stephen. Steve stays on the leading edge of the interactive gaming and gambling industry product development, including analytics, CRM, online and mobile bingo, poker and casino games, DFS and esports, mobile lottery applications, social gaming, online and mobile payment solutions, and parimutuel products and platforms. His experience includes iGaming, land-based casinos, the hospitality industry, tribal gaming, software implementation, interactive gaming, intellectual property, taking companies public, raising capital, launching products, strategic partnerships, new tech innovations, tech transactions, consulting, outsourcing solutions, investing, project management, project development, lobbying, land use, and regulatory and governmental compliance, which all sounds fucking brilliant. Holy shit. With talent like that, you could probably pay your fucking players, couldn't you? I mean, just imagine. Just imagine if with all of that talent and all of those skills and all of those connections, you could raise just a little bit of money to make sure your players got paid on time. So Stephen A. Crystal is a guy that has come up multiple times. Lots of people have said to me, oh God, you got to check this guy out. He's always talking about his esports credentials when, of course, like so many people have flooded into the industry. He's got none. He's got no background in it whatsoever and doesn't know what he's doing. And denial is one of his investments. And they're not paying their players and they're mistreating players. And Penta is one of his investments. And guess what? You've got all sorts of bullshit going on over there as well. I don't want to make the video too long by bringing Penta up, but you know, here is Mr. Stephen A. Crystal. He puts Esquire in his name. I don't know why somebody with all of that talent and all of those abilities doesn't have a better title than Esquire. I remember when I opened my first fucking bank account when I was like 6 years old, my name was Esquire. I used to think it was great signing my name with that. But look, for the last 25 years, Steve's professional roles have included an attorney, an investor, a casino owner, blah, blah, blah. This guy is apparently a big fish by all accounts, and he's always talking and tweeting and posting stuff on LinkedIn about esports. Well, it's time to pay the piper, isn't it? I mean, you know, you've got to sort your investments out. I don't know if he knows they're being mismanaged to this degree, but I got a suspicion he does, because when I interviewed again the H1Z1 guys, guess what? They were like, we tried to go over the head of Robbie and speak to anyone else within the organization, and we were told absolutely no. Would there be no relief coming from Mr. Crystal or anyone else, but that the co-owners all had Robbie's back and believed that the organization was being run in a perfect fashion, which I can't believe. Now, the reason I'm putting out this video today isn't just because I want to catch up on everything that's been going on and the fact that this has been long overdue, because these people have habitually not paid players on time, habitually lied to the public. This is the issue. The players got told, as of today, that if you want your money, you have to sign an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement. And the NDA basically says you can't talk about any of your experiences in denial. You can't talk negatively about the organization. You can't talk about all the hoops you had to jump through just to get the salary we promised you. Well, fuck you. That is unbelievable. What, you're going to make the players have to enter into another, like, insane fucking Faustian pact just to get money that's already outstanding? Nah, fuck that. Enough's enough. So let me tell you this, if there's any attorneys out there who want to do a quick pro bono thing and get these players paid, please do it. I know a lot of you guys watch my videos. But most importantly, if you're a competitive player and you are currently thinking about joining denial esports, don't. Simply don't, because they've broken too many promises too many times to too many people. It's not, you're not going to get your money, not in a timely fashion. It's a fucking joke. And also as well, I don't know if somebody might want to link this to Mr. Stephen A. Crystal Esquire, but you know, get your fucking house in order, because you're the one talking a big game on LinkedIn and all these other areas about what a fantastic esports guru you're going to be. Well, rule number one of a fucking business, pay your employees. So I don't know, but I couldn't stand by and watch this anymore because I think it's ridiculous. And what makes it even more ridiculous, just to top it off, is Mr. Rinalda, right, who is, oh, I'm trying everything but the bloody banks, right? He's presenting it like he's trying to really fight for the players and get them their money, when, of course, we all know that's nonsense. He announced, he just posted today, right, I'm off on holiday. See you guys. What a great look that is, you know? Your players having to cop for rent, cop for bills, waiting on money they've been owed, not getting prize money. That's unforgivable. And you're going to just go sun yourself on a beach somewhere? Fuck no. So hopefully this lights a torch paper that gets something done about it, because, I've seen too many of these organizations. I got a long list to fucking get through. So all the best to the denial players and denial staff. Hopefully this gets resolved soon. And no doubt I'll be back doing a follow-up on this story. And indeed, I will see you on that video when I do. Take care.